you know, shavings is what I would call it. Mm-hmm. Like when I would cut the firewood, mm-hmm. Then I would just take, and I've done that ever since I was a kid. Like when we had the old wood burning range, you know, mm-hmm. wooden coal range,
oh, yeah.
And the folks would say, go out and get the chips.
Okay.
And when you have a big wood pile, after you've split wood for a while, there's all these little slivers of wood. We always called them chips here, but kindling is, I guess, probably what I always referred to it for a fireplace, kindling.
Okay. Do you know what it's called, the stuff that goes up the chimney, the black stuff?
The suet, you mean?
Yeah. Is it, that would get that, wouldn't it? That pipe right there? What is that for? Fumes?
That's where the smoke goes up, and then right at the ceiling line, then that's a triple wall pipe,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so like up in the attic there, you could have a big old fire roaring down here, and mm-hmm. put your hand against that outside wall, and it never gets hot, you know.
That's
it's
good.
Built for safety reasons.
Sure.
But occasionally when we did burn the stove, once a year before this time of year, I would take that down and take it out in the backyard and take a round wire brush, an 8-inch brush,
mm-hmm.
and run through it to get some of the accumulation. Maybe that's an 8-inch pipe, and maybe the inside diameter would only be 5 or 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get that out of there.
Really builds up, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to get it so bad that it sort of constricts everything down there.
Right. That causes smoking and... Mm-hmm. And
then you get upset again on the top of the roof and drop something down the chimney.
Oh, yeah. A brush up on the... Yeah. Right. Okay. Down through the 8-inch triple wall pipe.
Okay. Is that what pretty much runs through the top of the house on that type of pipe there? Or is it something different once you get up there?
Right, it's just as far as you can see.
Yeah.
That's where the triple wall pipe nests in this little cavity right here.
You're right.
It just rests there.
Okay,
this,
I see.
This is bolted to the ceiling.
Gotcha.
And I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay. Is there a lot of storage space upstairs?
No, not really.
I thought maybe since you dropped the
ceiling. No, there's this foot and a half of dead air space there, see, that's unusable for anything.
Right, because even though you dropped the ceiling, it still has those beams probably right there.
Yeah. And, you know, my brother was born in 1921, about 3 or 4 blocks from here over the next street over.
Mm-hmm.
And these 4 rooms right here, these 2 bedrooms and these 2 rooms,
mm-hmm.
was the office of the lumber yard. And the lumber yard was right next door, and that's where my dad, as a kid in high school, he went to work for Bill who had the lumber yard. And when my dad decided to get married in 1920, he purchased this building from Bill from his boss and moved it over here on a foundation to this location, and then by the time I was old enough to remember, the kitchen part had been built on,
mm-hmm.
but it was after my dad went to work in the courthouse in 1932. Mm-hmm. I remember my Uncle John helped build the front porch, so it was just done as a nickel's worth of time, as my dad would say.
So this wasn't even originally a house.
No, it was the office of the lumberyard.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's a good house.
Yeah.
Do you know what's left behind when you make a fire and there's sort of the residue that's left? What are those called?
You mean the ashes?
Yeah.